Shampoo. As I sit in the barber chair and she stands beside me, my ear rests next to the beautician's breast, and my hands cuddle naked beneath a large white apron. I trust her hands, one cradling my chin, the other combing my shoulder-length hair as she leans me back toward the basin behind me. I sink into daydreams of blurred voices, buzz, and warm water swirl while her cleansing fingertips extend to touch an ancient ache. 13 again. I am naked beneath a simple baptismal gown, waist deep in water, knees shaking. The minister, his hand on my mouth, his robes fluttering against my cheek like angel wings, makes promises of salvation as he pulls me backward into the silence.